This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You got 1.4 billion people in an economy. You're going to have millions and millions and millions of small businesses in normal times. In a pandemic, as we have seen here in this country, millions of those small businesses are going to shut down. Marketplace's Jennifer Pack reports from Shanghai's competitive coffee scene on what it takes to survive.
There's a storefront on Hunan Road in Shanghai's French Concession. It's an alluring mix of jazz music, sleek wooden panels, and leather seats. I've mistaken it for a bar every time I've walked past, but it's actually a coffee shop, a high-end one called Rumors Coffee.
When we first opened the shop 11 years ago, we were the only ones to specialize in hand-dripped coffee. And we gradually started seeing other shops price their coffee the same as ours.
That's one of the owners, Keiichi Nakayama, from Japan. His wife, Liu Yan, who co-runs the place, says other coffee shops want to copy more than just their price.
Some business owners brought their own designers in and started to measure the bar counter secretly. Our menus have been stolen. Customers told us that there's a coffee training school that was using our name.
It's a cutthroat business, more so with the COVID-19 pandemic. A coffee shop called Nameless opened in the middle of last year, just as Shanghai was fully reopening from a lockdown. Juzi is the owner.
After I opened my coffee shop, I found that within 6 months, a few more opened nearby. Coffee shops pop up in Shanghai so fast.
There are 7 to 8 coffee shops within a 1 mile radius of her own, and Juzi is feeling the pressure. Even though she sells her coffee below prices offered at Starbucks, the industry standard in China.
Some new shops are offering an Americano for $1.40, half price if you bring your own cup. That's frightening. It is not a good trend.
Instead, Juzi stays in the game by keeping her staff small. And as for rent, well, she splits it with another business.
We make coffee in the front. They sell paintings and do framing in the back.
And rent is the biggest headache for business owners in pricey Shanghai. Again, Rumors Coffee co-owner Liu Yan.
To cope with high rent, most coffee shops sell liquor at night and other products.
She and her husband have resisted doing so. Their focus is on maintaining quality and variety. They have 40 different types of coffee beans on hand that they roast themselves. One cup costs anywhere from $10 to $20. Again, co-owner Nakayama.
A lot of people cannot go abroad because of the pandemic. So people are spending their money here. If you serve coffee that pleases people, the word will get out and we get repeat business. So during the pandemic, the number of customers we are getting is increasing.
He and his wife feel China's coffee culture is still in its infancy. Shanghai may have nearly 7,000 coffee shops, but outside of the financial capital, they're not that popular. Just ask the barista at Nameless Coffee, Liu Yi, who is from a small Chinese city. He tells me the first time he drank coffee was when he started working here, at the age of 20. And yet, his coffee-making skills have left a deep impression on customers like Xiong Luying, who is visiting from Wuhan City. She's been here once before.
That day, I chose a particular bean, and since it was a hot day, I requested an iced coffee. This barista said he tried making it twice and told me it does not reflect the bean's best taste. He suggested I change to a hot coffee.
Then barista Liu Yi says, "Oh, that was you," and they strike up a conversation. So in a city of 24 million, the personal touch also makes for repeat customers. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.